I want to start us off a little differently today, Jess. Utah, people working together, Utah. What a great place to be. You can go anywhere, but there's none that compare. This is the place. By the way, welcome back to Give Them All a podcast. I'm fresh out of Salt Lake City, Utah, and I had to bust into song because I will say, Utah, this is the place. I fucking agree.
Wait, what is that? Is that the state song or something? What's okay. that from?
It's a song that all the elementary schools would perform.
Okay.
Like in a school, we would sing a bunch of songs about just like Utah heritage.
Yeah.
How the state came to be. But we performed that one first, mm-hmm. and then there were a bunch of other songs, and then we would end on that song, and I'm telling you, it was the jam for me. Like, I was like, this is the GOAT. This song hits different.
Getting down to the state song,
yes.
or whatever it is, that's hilarious.
Yeah, so there's that.
Okay, amazing.
So I went to Utah on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
We got back, well, today, this will air on Wednesday, but we got back last night, Monday mm-hmm. night, and there's something that Utah does to my soul.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't appreciate Utah until I left. Then I was like, wow, I really just like was raised in a great place.
Yeah.
You know, and I wasn't yeah. raised Mormon. There's a lot of Mormons out there, which mm-hmm. by the way, if you guys haven't started watching Under the Banner of Heaven, you are fucking up.
I haven't watched it yet. But Kyle has been watching it and loves it.
I've asked you to watch it.
I know. I need to watch it. I was catching up on Ozark last night. Is it?
That's a great one.
Is it dark? Am I going to be sad after watching it?
You're going to be sad in the first episode. It's gut-wrenching. Like, so sad. But you're more. It's more of like a shock.
Okay. I like that.
And they deep dive into how the Mormon church was created. And, you know, I'm not going to say a lot about it, but I will say scary. It's very scary.
That's next on my list.
So scary.
Oh, no. See, yes. I might have to watch it in the morning on the weekends because I might have nightmares.
It does mess with you. Mm-hmm. When I watch it late at night, like there was one night, like a couple weeks ago, I had watched the first episode. I woke up in the middle of the night. I had this burning sensation in me. I ripped my eye mask off. I felt like the devil was in the room. And I kid you not, and I'm not religious. I'm more spiritual, but I believe in God. That's my higher power. Mm-hmm. And I was like, God, you need to like fight off whatever energy is in this room right now because it's scary.
That freaks me out. That's giving me anxiety. Okay, yep. You guys. So just a precursor. Lala told me, she said, oh, do I have some things to talk about, some topics to talk about with you today? But she didn't tell me any of them.
Okay.
So we're finding them all out together.
All right. First, let me tell you this. And I pray Cheryl, my sister-in-law, or Brandon, my brother, if you're listening to this podcast and the kids are in the car, or at least London, you need to stop it right now. Stop the podcast. Turn it off.
So this is any warning for any kids or just London?
Anybody's kids who still has beliefs in certain things when Christmas time comes around, stop the podcast.
Okay.
So we're sitting at brunch mm-hmm. with my brother, sister-in-law, and his kids. And we're talking about aliens. And my nephew, who's like 13, he like doesn't believe in them. And I was shook. I was like, you're telling me that we're the only living things? Like, I was just like shook. And I was like, I believe in aliens. And my niece says, I do too. And I sit back and I was like, but I also believe that Santa Claus is still real. And she goes, well, so do I. Are you saying that he's not?
Oh, no.
And my mind, when I said that, the whole table, every adult.
Just
stop, dead stare at me like, how the fuck are you gonna reel this one in?
Oh no.
So my mind, I was like, compute. Yeah.
I wish I could see your triggers
in the world trying to put pieces together. And I did in a matter of seconds. I was like, no, he's real, but what people think is that Santa's the one that watches us year round. And I don't believe that. I believe he stays in the North Pole and makes toys. And I believe the elves are the ones that are watching us year round.
Oh my God. That just like It gave me anxiety when you told me. So wait, did she believe that? Did she buy it?
Yeah, she was like, no, I know that because our elf watches us. Picky.
How old is she?
She's 9.
Oh, yeah. Give her a few more years.
My Mormon grandma's the one that broke it to me that Santa wasn't real.
Wait.
Because I walked up, because kids at school, I was in the third grade, and I was like, Grandma, is Santa Claus real?
Yeah.
She goes, I'm going to be honest with you, Lauren. No, he's not real. My dad was pissed.
He was?
Yes. I remember walking outside of her like cute little Mormon looking home. And it was like a winter evening where the sky gets like a really pretty like navy, like light navy, if that makes sense.
Yes.
And snow everywhere. And I was just so defeated.
Sad.
Yes.
See, that's the difference between us as kids, because my parents told me, I asked them, I said, is Santa real? I was probably like 11. Wait, a little too old. I said, is Santa real? And they said, no, he's not. And then I said, okay. And I turned around and I said, what the fuck do they know? He's real.
Right.
And they're just insane.
I do believe he's real.
He is.
He's fucking real. I don't care what anyone says.
Like,
okay. And he flies in a sleigh.
Oh, well, great save.
Great
save. I wish I could have seen your face when she asked you that.
Mom.
Yeah.
When I almost outed Santa Claus not being real to London, what was your reaction?
I was looking at you like, how are you going to get out of this one?
No, it was so terrifying.
Did she say? Did she save it well, Lisa? Like, do you think London bought her?
Yes, but I could tell she was scrambling just because I know my daughter.
Yeah.
The entire table was like, eyes were on.
I was. And then I went into like, you want to know how I know he's real? Because when Lala was sneaking into Gigi and Poppy's room one night on Christmas Eve, I looked down and I saw his twinkling eyes going, ready to go up the chimney.
You said that?
Yes, because I did see that.
And then we all chimed in about the reindeer and the reindeer poo.
Yeah, and all the things.
Had she been older, she would have been like, these motherfuckers are trying. Thou doth protest too much.
Yes.
Y'all are doing too much. The weather is getting warmer. Summer is coming, finally. And you know what that means? It's time to put all of the jackets and all the sweaters in the back of the closet and pull out all of your shorts and tees. And I know you all want some new looks for the warm summer sunshine, and you don't want to break the bank in the process. I get it. We want to ball on a budget. So do what I did and shop Quince. Now, I've got a lineup of timeless pieces that keep me looking so chic year after year. Quince has premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts starting at $30. You can find silk tops, 14-karat jewelry, and so much more. All Quince items are 50 to 80% less than many similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts the cost of the middleman and passes all of those savings on to us. I did just get myself a fabulous cashmere tee in cream. It is so soft and yummy. It's probably just as soft as the Quince waffle towels that I got for Palm Springs. We absolutely love those towels. So get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/Lala for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/Lala to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/Lala. Did you know today is a great day to warranty? Well, actually, every day is a great day when you're not worrying about your appliances and home systems. And that's what you get with American Home Shield Warranty. I signed up with American Home Shield the moment I decided to buy my house. With an American Home Shield warranty, unexpected breakdowns like a leaky faucet or faulty water heater won't break the bank because covered repairs and replacements are taken care of, just like that. And not by me, my mom, or Easton. We wouldn't know the first thing to do if something stopped working in this house. I just contact American Home Shield when a covered item breaks, and their trusted and qualified pros will fix or replace it based on the coverage limits in your agreement. So having that sort of reassurance from American Home Shield is something to celebrate. When it comes to protecting your appliances and home systems, don't worry, be warranty. Visit ahs.com/GTL today to get 20% off any plan. That's ahs.com/GTL for 20% off any plan. For more details, see ahs.com/contracts for coverage details, including limit amounts, fees, limitations, and exclusions.
New Jersey residents, the product being offered is a service contract and is separate and distinct from any product or service warranty, which may be provided by the home builder or manufacturer.
So the next thing, I have some topics that I learned about in
Utah,
the Beehive State.
Okay.
Jess, have you ever heard of furries?
Yeah.
Okay. We need to talk about this.
Wait, let's see if we've heard of the same things, because you remember we mentioned it on tour.
Yes.
Yeah.
I learned about furries in the school system now.
Wait, you're scaring me. Are you this? Because furries, to me, when I think of it, that's something sexual.
Okay. In the school system. So yeah. My best friend from back home, her kids go to school in Utah. They now, and this is like a real thing, mm-hmm. You cannot discriminate against someone who identifies as an animal. They'll wear ears. They'll wear a tail. Teachers are now putting like bowls in the classroom for them to drink out of and eat out of, like animals. When they're asked questions, they can meow or bark or moo or whatever they identify. And then my friend also said, she said, I don't know if this is true or not, but they're going to start putting litter boxes in the bathrooms because you must not discriminate against the children who are identifying as furries.
Okay. Are you sure? Because like you tell me that and I'm like, you've got the wrong information.
Well, that's why I want to talk about it. Okay. Because it comes from a pretty reliable source, and it comes from one of my dearest friends. Her name's Olivia, and she does this girl's hair who's like 13, and she goes to school, and this is what this girl has told Olivia.
Okay.
Like this girl, she's 13. I don't know her name, but I want to get her on the podcast.
Yeah.
She said, I pretend to be a furry sometimes. Like, I'll bark at people in the hall. And I'm like, this girl's dope. But I need someone to shed some light because I'm a liberated woman, okay? I am like, you do you, boo. This I just cannot comprehend. Like, not having to take tests because you identify as an animal, and animals don't take tests.
There's no, and I'm not doubting you. I believe it's like, I'm sure some school systems do this.
Yeah.
But to me, I'm like, there's no way, because I'm just like you. I'm like liberated. I think if you feel you were born, whatever, if you're a certain age and you feel you were born, hey, I feel like I identify more as a woman or a man or a boy or a girl, you know, talk to your parents,
I'm non-binary,
any of that. Talk, you know, do have those conversations, talk to your parents, talk to your teachers, do all that. But I feel like when you get into the animal of it all, then it's really taking the severity, but it's lessening the importance of that.
I being
like, as a little boy or a little girl, hey, I feel this way. I feel like a girl or a boy. I feel like I was born in the wrong body, as the wrong gender, any of that. But I feel like it's lessening that when it's like, well, then I feel like I was born a cat. Well, I feel like I was born a whatever. I'm just like, it. To me, it lessens that. Does that make any sense?
Yeah, well, I feel like and here's the thing. I have a lot of opinions about this.
Yeah.
I don't want to offend anybody.
Right.
So I would like someone to maybe shed some light. If you are a furry listening to the podcast.
Yeah.
Which if you are, I need to know. Because right now, I have a whole lot of shit going on in my mind. However, my daughter puts her food on the ground and eats it up like a dog.
Right.
Because she watches the dogs eating, and she thinks that's how she is supposed to eat. And I have to tell her, we can't eat off the ground like that. And I'm like, oh my gosh, do I have a furry?
Do I? But like also, did we forget about, do you know how many times I drank water from a bowl on the ground and ate food from a bowl? Because pretend, when I was a kid.
Totally.
When I was a kid, you guys, so I have to make that clear.
Jessica like last still week. Does it when I walk into the office.
Like, it's called playing pretend. The amount of times I dressed up as like an old man, as a little girl or whatever, as like an animal, or like pretended I was a frog. And to me, there's something about It's so important to play and play pretend as a kid. That's so important. And to get outside and to be like, I'm a dog and this. But I just don't know how I feel. I need to process my feelings. I mean, my immediate feelings are like, no.
What the fuck?
I'm just going to be honest. My immediate feelings are like, no, you're not. We need to teach children the importance of knowing the difference between an animal and a human.
By the way, you can't half-ass it. All right?
Yeah.
If you're going to identify as a furry, then when we go in the airplane, you need to get in your crate. And you have to stay under the seat until the plane is 30,000 feet in the air, where then the pilot comes on and says you can turn on electronics and you can hold your dog in your lap. Okay?
And then I will take you out of the crate. But what do you think about, because furry to me has always been the, I've heard of like there's a sexual component of being a furry, which is you wear these like mascot, full on mascot costumes, and you go to these quote unquote furry parties, and it's just like rubbing on each other. No one ever takes off their mask or their costume, but it's like an orgy with this full on mascot costume on.
Right.
So to me, that is like, if all the adults are consenting and you know what you're walking into and you want to dress up, you do your, you do the damn furry thing.
Totally. 100%. I agree with you.
But that's very different.
Yeah. So if you know anything about furries or what I'm talking about, and if what I was told is in fact true, that they're putting these dog, or not dog, but animal bowls in classrooms and litter boxes in the bathroom, like, please open my mind, because I'm a girl who is open to it all. I can get down with things. Just make me understand. I don't know that I'll ever understand this. But this leads me, when you say sexual, this leads me to the next thing that I want to talk about in school systems. All right?
Oh, God.
So I have two game changers to share with you when it comes to upping your glam game. I am totally obsessed with Impress No Glue Manis and Impress Press-On False Eyelashes, because I'm very into just easy right now, and anyone can do it. You are going to love them just as much as I do. Both require zero glue, so there is no damage to your natural nails and lashes. There's also no annoying dry time. And the best part, zero mess. One step and you're done. The lash style options are endless, and there are so many on-trend nails to choose from. Impress, No Glue Manis, and Press-On Falsies are the easiest and fastest way to upgrade your look in just minutes. The Press-On Falsies have a unique under-lash application for a totally seamless look, and are made with an exclusive self-stick technology that keeps them secure for up to 24 hours. The Impress Manis have a patented super hold adhesive for up to 7 days secure hold. And that's perfect for all of you busy mamas out there who don't have a lot of time to spend on glam but want to look your best. I completely get it. Impress No Glue Manis and Impress No Glue Press-On Falsies are absolutely a beauty must. You need to try them right now. So get yours today at impressbeauty.com/Lala. And use code Lala at checkout for 25% off Impress Manicure and Press-On Falsies. That's impressbeauty.com/Lala and use code Lala at checkout for 25% off.
Our house is a mess. Come on in. I'm Amber Wallen, internet comedian and host of your new favorite podcast, Fly on the Wallen.
Okay, that's pretty presumptuous to assume that this is going to be their favorite podcast, by the way.
Anyway, that wasp that you just heard interrupt me is my husband.
And co-host, Benjamin Wallen.
Listen in as we discuss relationships and keeping our sweet baby kid alive.
Fly on the Wallen, wherever you listen.
So this is on Utah Parents United. It's an Instagram page. Okay. This is called My Body is Growing, a guide for children ages 4 to 8 years old. It makes me sick. This is in the book. Okay. Sabrina's vagina becomes moist and warm, and Marco's penis gets very still. Marco then pushes his penis into Sabrina's vagina, always in and out. That feels great for both of them. When the feeling is nicest, Marco's penis sprays semen into Sabrina's vagina. Okay? This is in a book that was in a library, a school in Utah, a library, for a guide for 4 to 8 years old. Okay?
Oh, my God.
I'm as open as it gets. Yeah. All right. Let's talk about it all. I'll tell you one thing. I drop my kid off to school who's 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, mm-hmm. and Ocean picks this book up and reads it. You are going to regret the day that you were fucking born and allowed this book inside of that fucking school. Because yeah. I will raise hell.
And guys, just so you know, so I'm looking at this. It's Utah Parents United. Because Lala just handed it over to me. It's the book is called, like she said, My Body is Growing, A Guide for 4 to 8 Year Olds. And it's like a cartoon. Like mm-hmm. this isn't a medical book. Not that it matters, because this is a guide for 4 to 8 Year Olds. So mm-hmm. already, what? This is a literal, like, it's a cartoon on the, this looks like a children's book. If I were a kid, I would be drawn to pick this up.
Yes.
Because it's a boy and a girl on the front. And then when you scroll over, if you go to the Instagram page, you'll see the part that Lala just read about Sabrina's vagina becomes, it's a animated photo of two as a guy and a girl having sex. And there's a, like, you can't see boobs or vagina or penis, but you can see them on top of each other. And there's a little teddy bear on the pillow, mm-hmm. almost like showing that they're younger. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to say kids, but like showing that they maybe aren't full adults. So my only thing is, like, it's not just, it doesn't look like a medical book that's like, here, parents, targeted at parents to talk to their older children. I mean, 4 to 8 years old is wild. But it's like, you just have to go to see it, because it's a totally different vibe. You hear it and then you look at how the book is drawn and designed, and it looks like a kid's book. And I think that is crazy. I think it's one thing as a parent if you choose to say, yes, if my kid ever asks when they're, however, hey, mom, dad, what's sex? You have the freedom and the right to tell them however you want. But the fact that that's just on the shelf of an elementary school in a library willy-nilly for a five-year-old to just pick up and read, I don't know. That's wild to me.
Well, it was written and illustrated by Dagmar Geisler. Dagmar, shame on you for writing a book like this for a 4 to 8 years of age.
And that was in, shame, tell me again, you. Is that in a library?
It was in a, yes. Yeah. So in basically, Utah Parents United is parents who get together and they share what their children are exposed to in schools.
Yes.
And I think that that is completely inappropriate mm-hmm. for the ages 4 to 8. They don't need to know about sex at that age.
And if, here's my question though, because I think that absolutely inappropriate. That book put there without, I mean, the illustration, the fact that it looks like a children's book. Do you think though, because this is another, I think, to make clear how you feel. If there's a 4, 5, 6 year old who comes up to their mom and dad in the home and says, mom and dad, I heard someone say sex. What's sex? Do you think it's appropriate if they want to tell them?
Then you have the conversation. Okay. But for your yeah. kid to be at school at a library and yes. they just happen to pick this book up and they start reading.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't like that. And you know me, Jess.
I know.
I am so open.
Open, yeah.
Let's talk about sex all day long. Yeah. Let's talk about blowjobs.
Mm-hmm.
We have to protect the youth
mm-hmm.
because if they're exposed to too much too young, as they get older, things go astray and unhealthy habits and addictions start happening. Again, I have trauma from what I've experienced the last however many months.
Yeah.
I'm very protective of Ocean. I'm very protective of the youth and how much, you know, we just can't, we can't expose them to too much too young.
I get that. And
we
I
have
think,
to protect
yeah.
their innocence.
And I think there's also a time and a place, especially when they're that young, and the time and the place. And if they don't, let's say it's a child who doesn't have a parent and they want to ask that question, then they go to a guardian or they ask a teacher. And then it, in my belief, it's 100% the teacher's responsibility to go to the guardian and say, this child asked about this. Is this something you would like to talk about? If you would like me to talk to them about it, what do you want me to say?
Right.
Not in a book that looks like a cartoon book that any kid would want to pick up. And also the fact that it's like, this feels great. Again, this is just me. But when I'm a mother, I've always thought when I'm a mother, I'm going to use penis, vagina. I'm just going to use
absolutely.
The words.
Yeah.
But I don't, I don't think if they're that young, and let's say my 5-year-old comes to me and says, what's sex? I'm not going to sit there. I'm going to tell them strictly scientifically.
100%.
I'm going to use statements like Kristen Bell and Dax Shepard do this. I heard this on Dax's podcast, but I'm going to use statements like the woman places the man's penis into her vagina. Because to me, it feels like that's showing without doing too much when they're so young, that's showing like a consent. That's showing the woman has control almost.
Right.
But I'm not going to go, and then she, like, at 5 years old, and then she gets wet, and it feels great. What? No, I'm not going
to. And his penis sprays semen into her vagina.
Also, and then what?
In that illustration, on that page,
yeah,
on the side, shows birth control, all the ways that you prevent pregnancy.
Okay. So it shows, and also, the man sprays the semen into the vagina, so there's no condom? Like, what do you even, that's a lot. That does make me a little queasy. And
how old is this book, by the way? Because they're showing all of the ways a woman can prevent.
Yeah.
But there's no condom here.
There's no condoms.
No. Yeah. There's a diaphragm.
Oh,
there's an IUD.
Can't be that old.
There's birth control pills. There's foam caps. But all of these
are women.
Are for the vagina.
Okay. This makes me think this book is like, we got to look a little more into this. Like, it's almost like, is that illustrator and writer like the head of some sort of weird cult?
I don't know. But I saw, and I'm telling you what, Ocean Kent picks that book up at the age of 4. I am going insane.
Yeah. I can't even imagine. I'm going to look that up. I want to look more into that because I'm like, that is crazy town. That's crazy.
I'm not saying that if your kid comes to you at a young age and asks you about things to sweep it under the rug, by the way.
Right.
Have the conversation. But certainly don't have books like that in the library.
No.
Okay? So the person that posted this, it says, last week, my 2 little grade school nieces were reading this Salt Lake School District school book to their grandmother. It encourages them to explore their sexuality, put things up their rectums, and embraces sex with children. They were encouraged not to tell their parents. Pictures and text from the book reposted in the comments below. Please share.
Oh, done. Send them to jail. Send the writer, send anyone who is promoting what you just said to jail. Bye. Are you joking?
That's what it says.
Don't tell your parents.
Yeah.
And everything else you just said that's even like too horrific to repeat. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
You're all going to jail.
So, what is going on?
That's wild.
Protect the youth at all costs so that they can grow up to be beautiful spirits, make a difference in the world. They can't be exposed to too much too young. Okay? Yeah. I stand firm on that. There's nothing you can say to me that will change my fucking mind. When Ocean Count was born, I saw the beauty in the world. Everything I wanted this world to be was like right in my little human that I gave birth to. And then I saw all the ugliness and I was like, I will do everything in my power.
Yeah.
To like fight off the evil. Like, don't come near my child with the shit.
Yeah. We should, as adults, do everything in our power to protect them. And in the unfortunate event that young humans are exposed to too much too soon, and we know that happens all the time and it's heartbreaking, then we just have to pray, which like I do every night, we pray that these children find strength and guidance through, you know, other ways and can become wonderful, powerful, strong adults, you know?
When I was a step parent, she brought me this book. I don't know where the book came from. I'm drawing a blank. And she was looking through it and she told me that she wanted me to look at it. She said, I don't know if this is appropriate for a kid. So I looked through it and it was basically teaching. It was nothing horrific. It was just basically teaching you body positivity, no matter what you looked like. So there were a bunch of drawings of different bodies without clothes on.
Okay.
Obviously. But it was showing like to just embrace your body the way it is. Right. And she asked me if I thought it was appropriate. And I said, I want you to make that call. Do you feel like when you look at this? And I told her what it was trying to teach.
Mm-hmm.
I said, this is why these are in here, because we have to learn to love ourselves. do you feel like you're too young for it? And she looked at it again. And she handed it back to me and said, I think I'm too young for it. And I said, perfect. We won't look at it until you, feel like you're ready. But I explained to her why the image. It was nothing like this, by the way.
No.
But
what a smart. And that's so great. What a smart girl. And what a great learning moment for her. And you just not being like, yeah, oh my God, this is too, or like forcing it on her, being like, yes, you should love this, like toxic positivity, embrace this, read it all. You gave her the option, and are you comfortable with this? And that's so important. Again, I'm not a mom, but to me, it's like teaching, if you know, somehow teaching children to hear that and feel that gut feeling and trust that intuition.
Right.
Because you're not going to be in every situation.
No, I'm not.
And if they're in a situation, they've got to learn to trust that gut feeling of, oh, I don't feel right. Something's wrong. And maybe I don't know exactly what it is, but something's wrong. And I shouldn't question that. And I should get up and remove myself.
Totally.
Yeah.
Yes. And by the way, Jess, I know that you're not a mom, obviously. Yeah. But even when you become a mom, you sit there and think, am I doing this the right way?
Yeah.
How do I teach my kid all the things that I want them to know? And you're going to mess up. But then there are times where your mess up in someone else's eyes maybe was the most brilliant thing you've ever done. Like, none of us have it figured out. Yeah. I don't care if you have one kid or you have 12 kids.
Right.
You're always learning something different. And your kid comes how they are.
And that's, I loved when my mom said that. She said, you're never just, you're always going to question if you're doing it right.
Yeah.
And like you just said, there's going to be times where you're like, I really messed up. And other people would be like, what are you talking about? That was the move.
Right.
Like, great job.
And like, you come from a big family.
Yeah.
Your parents, I'm sure, did one thing with Mr. Bubbs.
Yeah.
That would never work with you.
Never. Mr. Right? Bubbs gets to do everything.
You know, where it's like, we had to teach Mr. Bubbs this way, but with Jess, we got to go this way. Because you're constantly having to rework the system.
Yes. Yeah.
It's exhausting.
Makes me pause when I get baby fever. I'm like, I get to hang out with the ocean most days, so I'm good for now because I can't take on more responsibility.
No, it's a lot. Plus, you have to help me build an empire.
Yes,
first.
So we're building the empire first.
We're building the empire. So we had a lot of fun moments in this intro.
Yeah.
A little bit of heavier moments. I always love to hear your guys' thoughts on everything we talk about. So please remember to call in, weigh in your questions, concerns. If you have any input on furries or you have more knowledge
educate
than
us.
I do.
Educate me.
Yes, educate me. You can call me at 424-255-9131. And I love you. Thank you for listening to another episode of mine. And I will talk to you next week.
The Rolling Stone Music Now podcast gets inside the biggest stories with Rolling Stone senior writer Brian Hyatt.
Now here is my conversation with Jacob Knoll. Your story is an amazing one, and obviously you lost your dad when you're only 1 year old.
It was definitely a screwy way to grow up. I think that a lot of people never heard of who I am, and then they see me join this band, and they must think this kid must have just handed everything, or nepotism kid. It's a gift that I have an opportunity to sing in such a big band like my father and my uncle's band, Sublime.
Rolling Stone Music Now, wherever you listen.